can remember my first mission to go dig a well in the northern part of Ghana for all you Ghanaians that are watching. It was an 18-hour trip from Accra above Bogatanga to Yagba, just south of Ouagadougou. Ouagadougou sounds like tongues, right? And there was this village that had been controlled for so long by witchcraft and darkness, and the light of the gospel had not come. They didn't know how to shout it out like we're shouting out. They didn't know that he had overcome. And as we went to go dig the well, which was the initial project to be able to bring the people clean water, we had all kind of obstacles along the way. But nonetheless, the Lord prevailed. And here this village that had been suffering from all kinds of waterborne diseases didn't know that 100 feet into the ground, they were sitting on an underspring well. And as the well water began to come up, we used it as a testimony to say to the village, we have come to bring you clean water, but we also came with another water. And this water that we have come to bring as a gift also, when you drink of this water, you will never thirst again. Let me hear you. You will what? You will never thirst again. And it reminded me so much of the woman in the book of John, the 4th chapter. She tried everything. And the thing that I love about this Jesus is how he will go all out of the way to meet the needs of his people. It's like he's saying to us over and over again in Romans 8 verse 32, he who would not withhold his own son, shall he not freely give us all things? It's like the Lord is constantly reminding us through the pages of the word that I am not satisfied without you. And he's willing to go to any measure, any length, any depth, any height to get you back unto him. You matter to him. And so the Bible says that with this woman, that place where she was at the well was the same place that their forefathers dug that well. It's called Shechem. And there in Sychar, she was going to draw water, and she thought, what are you, a Jew, doing talking to us? For the Jewish people went all around the world to avoid dealing with those in Samaria. But Jesus says, I must needs go. Even though everyone else had another agenda, the agenda of this woman's life, even though her life was tattered and torn and confused and looking for love in all the wrong places, like many of you that are watching, looking for other positions and going to school online and getting another degree and buying another house and trading relationships, and there has been no fulfillment. For the Bible says that there's a place inside of man's heart, a place that only God alone himself can satisfy. And so this woman, when Jesus came face to her and he revealed, he was able to see right through her, but nonetheless, and seeing her flaws and her faults, he still loved her. And she must have been wondering, with all the different men that I've been with, here is a man that's telling me all about myself, but yet still loves me. This is a man that's not coming to take anything from me, but coming to deposit. And the Bible says that after this exchange, and Jesus explained to the woman, if you understood the water that I have, you would never thirst again. If you knew who you were speaking to, the Bible says she left her water pots. So the water pot was symbolic of the emptiness of her life, that she was coming to get filled for what she thought she needed. But when she left that empty water pot, it was a sign that she had everything she needed in Jesus. And that's what I want to say to you, my friend. Everything you need is not in Buddha, it's not in Muhammad, it's not any Hindu gods, it's not in your job, it's not in your money, it's not in your status. It's in the one who loves you so much that he's engraved you in the very palm of his hand. Shout the loudest, amen. Amen. So after we did the well project and everybody was all excited, and we took it as an opportunity to minister Jesus, that he's the one that brought the gift, all the village chief and all 12 of his elders, they all gave their life to Jesus, where they had been practicing the local religion and praying to the ancestral gods, living in the rural area. In the midst of all of this, this little old granny, I love my little African little old grannies. They don't have to follow protocol. They don't have to recognize anyone at all. She was just granny. And she, when she heard the simplicity of the gospel, that you mean to tell me that all I have to do is ask Jesus to come into my heart. And then she came up to me. She broke the little protocol line and all. And she came up and she grabbed me like this. And she said in their local vernacular, "Why has no one told me this?" And you may be watching, and maybe you followed the traditions of your forefathers, or the religion, or the sect of the way to God that you believe of your forefathers. But she realized that with all the witchcraft and the sickness and no clean water and the poverty that she had lived, she was very, very old, and probably pretty, for the most part, at the very end of her life. And she's thinking, all this life, no one came to tell me that the answer to every solution and every hunger and every desire, his name is Jesus. I can't hear you. His name is Jesus. For those of you that are watching in Dubai and watching in Kuwait and watching in Bahrain and watching in Oman and watching in Azerbaijan, those of you that are watching, it is the one you refer to as Isa in your Quran. He is the only one that can provide healing. He's the only one that brings peace. Your Quran tells you that the savior of the world, or the deliverer of the world, is going to come from a pure womb. Well, that pure womb that the Quran talks about, that pure womb, clean womb, is Mary, who carried the deliverer, the savior of the world. And you can receive him right now at this moment, whenever you're watching. Some of you may be watching right now and you're afraid to even take a step, like perhaps the woman at the well was afraid to take a step, and the woman that was in Yagba was afraid to take a step. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, this is the end of your search, because Jesus is your answer. Shout amen. When she grabbed me and said, "Why has no one told me this?" I begin to think about how many churches on corners and how many services all around, and no one had taken the time to go up to this northernmost remote interior village to let her know that Jesus is the answer for everything that you're looking for. I'm sensing and hearing right now in the spirit that there's a businessman that's watching, and there's a challenge that you've come across in your business, and you've done everything you know to do. You've tried everything to pull that business back together. You've switched partners. You've tried different things, and you think that it is your responsibility to make it work and to hold and super glue that thing together. But you were never called by God to make your own provision. Listen again, my friend, to what the scripture tells us. He who was not willing to withhold his own son, shall he not freely give us all things? You see, my friend, I'm reminded of this woman who was a woman living outside of the covenant, and she was a Syrophoenician woman, and when she came to Jesus, she had a desperate situation, like your situation is desperate. And then there's a woman that's watching whose marriage has failed. And there's a child that's watching who's contemplating suicide, because the enemy has painted a picture in your mind that there is no way out, and your situation appears to be so desperate. But I'm here to tell you that the reason why we're here at Faith on Fire, and the reason why you are watching right now, and the reason why you're hearing these words that are coming out of my mouth right now, it's been a setup. God set this all up just for you. And I'm here to tell you, there is a way. For he says, not only am I the way, but I am the truth, and I am the light, and that no man cometh to the Father but by me. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place on fire right now. And you're sensing a presence in the room where you are right now, and you're starting to feel a tingle and hairs on your arms, and you're feeling different things. And what you feel, that is the power of the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says that no man can come to the Father except by the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, my Muslim friend that is watching, he is the way. One of the prayers that you pray is Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqima, which means, who shall show us the way? Well, I'm here to remind you, he is the way. And if you will just right there in a little childlike way, like the woman, the Syrophoenician woman, she came and she was desperate, and they tried to shove her away. Because in life, it's been like that for you. Every time it looks like you're getting close to a solution, something happens and it seems to knock you out. And then you seem to get close to an answer, and then something knocks you out again. And it just seems like you take one step forward and three steps back, and you try to put this together and something falls apart somewhere else. And that's because you can't hold yourself together. You were never meant to save yourself. You see, God is so wonderful. This is what he did. He said, you know, after the fall of man, I'm not going to depend on man anymore to cross his own T's or dot his own I's. And I'm not going to depend on man to be his own savior or his own righteousness or his own solution. I'm going to make sure that never ever again will there be a partition or wall or separation between me and my man. And he says in Hebrews the 8th chapter, for I want to be their God and I want them to be my people, and that all may know me from the least to the greatest, which means it doesn't matter your status or where you live or the color of your skin or what you believe or where you came from, and it doesn't matter what you did last night. He still loves you. And you're thinking, how does she know what I did last night? He did that to let you know it doesn't matter. Because there's something called the blood of Jesus that supersedes every frailty, every fault, everything you've ever done and will ever do. And God says, this time, it's not going to be based on man coming to me. This time, through my son, the way, it's going to be based on me coming to you. And that's why we're here right now with all these lights and sweaty face and all. We're here because God loves you and he cares about you and he knows your thoughts from afar and he knows the hairs that are numbered on your head and he knows what you're going through. He said, my eyes have seen the suffering. My ear have heard your cry and I know your sorrow. This woman, they tried to push her away and the disciples was trying to keep her away because Jesus initially said to the woman, you know, it's not your time. He was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And so he called the woman a dog, which was a common terminology for those that were living outside of the covenant. And the woman was so desperate. She says, yes, I'm a dog. She was partial Jew and she was mixed. And so those that were mixed that were not full Jew, they called them dogs. And she says, okay, I'm a dog. But you know what? I don't deserve the whole loaf. But even the dogs deserve the crumbs off of the master's table. So she was saying, you are full Jew. You, the Jewish people, you deserve the loaf. I don't deserve the whole loaf. But all I need, because I understand that what's ever in the crumb is in the loaf. And every last one of you watching and those that are here in the audience today, you need to reach up to him right now and begin to declare and decree. The woman made a decision. Be it unto me according to your will. She would not allow them to push her away. She didn't even allow the fact that she was being called a dog to offend her and to send her away, because her desperation was greater than her offense. And for you today, you've been so desperate. And there's been a longing in your heart that only Christ alone can satisfy. And my friend, is so simple, just like that with the woman who refused to be pushed away. She said, just give me a crumb and I can do what I need to do and I can get everything I need from a crumb. For you don't understand, I have a daughter at home that's demon possessed, and there's someone, a woman and a wife and a mother that's watching and saying, you don't understand what I'm going through with these children. You don't understand, they've been talking about suicide, they're hanging out with different type of people that I know that's taking them down the wrong path, and I don't know what else to do. You've tried counselors, you've tried family counseling, you've tried everything. You keep saying the same thing and they don't seem to want to listen. But there is one that will make a covenant with you, mama. And just like God did with Moses' mother, Moses left her house, but he never left Jochebed's divine jurisdiction. And I want to say to you that every last one of your children are under his covering. I want every last one of you to lift and take your care before him. And for those that have never made the step of faith to ask him in the most simplistic way, one of the things that the woman said, Lord, help me. And the moment she said, Lord, help me, I feel his presence. Oh, you're so real. The moment she said, Lord, help me, the compassion of Almighty God, the compassion of Jesus rose up, and everything no longer mattered. Everything became a shadow concerning the time, and the time for the Jewish people first, and the chronological order. What mattered the most is she said, Lord, help me. For the Bible says in Romans 10:13 that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And there is a number that's on the screen right now. And for those that you are watching, and those in Islamic regions and Hindu regions and Buddhist regions that nobody may be around and watching right now, you don't need the validation and the approval of anyone else. You don't need the validation and the approval of your imam. You don't need the validation and approval of your husband. You don't need the validation and approval of your wife. For when you stand before your creator one day, the Bible says that we will all stand before him, and we will give an account for everything that we've done in the body and out of the body. And your imam would not be there, even though I honor and respect his position. Your husband will not be there, although I honor and respect this position. Your wife will not be there, even though I honor and respect the position. Only you will stand before your maker. And as you open up your heart right now, this is a mass call for souls. And for those that are watching that perhaps have accepted him but have walked away, and maybe your fire has gone out, and you need to be in a place of coming back to him, like Hosea the 6th chapter. God is saying to you, come back to me. Come back to me. It's like I feel a travailing in the spirit right now. Saints, begin to pray quietly in the Holy Spirit, or just pray fervently in the Holy Spirit, because souls are lying in the balance. As we begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, and those of you that are born again in spirit field that are watching right now, anytime it's being viewed, I'm asking you right now to cry out to God and do just like she said, Lord, help me. The moment he heard that, the moment that got to the hearing of his ears, she became the total priority of his agenda. And at that self same moment, the Bible reveals that the woman's daughter was made free. And the woman got everything she needed. Those that have not been able to sleep at night, you're taking all kind of and things to help you to be able to sleep. You've got ulcers. You've been dealing with all the stress and the financial pressures. All you need to do right now is cry out, Lord, help me. Just that simple. And he's here, and he's ready, and he's willing, and he's passionate, and you are his priority. His love to you is his priority. And if you will just say this with me right now, and for those that are watching, you can call the number on the screen even after we pray, and there will be someone right there ready to pray with you the moment you make this prayer. Say this with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need you. You ready? Here's your surrender cry. You ready? Lord, help me. One more time. Lord, help me. And the woman refused to be rejected. And I'm challenging you to be rejected. Say this with me. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. It's okay to say it. I believe that he died and he rose again for me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Live big in me. I need you. And I surrender everything, my thoughts, my desires, my decisions. I give it all to you, Lord. And I believe that by faith in the grace of the name of Jesus, I am now born again. I receive you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we're here. We're not here to lift up any name or prop up our own images or have some kind of agenda. Before the cameras ever started, God had you in mind. And that's why he had you sitting there. And that's why, my friend, you're so important. Did. You are so important to God that you interrupted all of our agendas. We had to clear our calendars off, all of us, and say, the Lord is saying, right now, right now, right now, faith on fire, start it out, right now, salvation call, right now is the day of salvation. Now, what you need to do is you've got to find in a Bible-believing church. And if you don't have a Bible-believing church, call that number on the screen, and the people that will be there to not only pray for you but direct you, and they're going to make sure that you get a Bible, and they're going to make sure you get what you need. And I need you to decide that everything that used to be is no more. And you couldn't save yourself now, and you can't make yourself righteous in the future. The same God that just saved and delivered you is the same God that's going to be with you through the journey, because there's nothing you did to deserve this. And as you walk out your journey, there's nothing you can do to make your own righteousness. The same way you cried out and said, Lord, help me for the rest of your journey, day by day. The Bible says in John 14:10, it's the Father that doeth the works. And if you remember every day to depend on him, he will make every crooked path straight in your life. Welcome to the family of God. Oh.